It's time for Live and Local, your connection to local performances. On today's show, I'll be talking with a member of the St. Louis Stompers Classic Jazz Band. They're going to be playing at the Decatur Club tomorrow from 5 to 8. And first up, I'll be talking with both members of the classical guitar and voice duo who call themselves Chanson du Soir. They're playing on the series sponsored by the Springfield Classical Guitar Society tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church in Springfield. More about that concert after this music by Chanson du Soir. That's a bit of the music by Heitor Villa-Lobos that is called Bachianas Brasileiras number 5. There's quite a few in that series, which the idea is somehow or another they combine things having to do with Bach and things having to do with Brazil. And this is probably the most famous of them all, originally for soprano and a whole bunch of cellists. In this case, you heard soprano Chelsea Camille and guitarist David Isaacs, who together are the duo called Chanson du Soir, and they are going to be performing on the series sponsored by the Springfield Classical Guitar Society on Saturday at 8 o'clock at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church in Springfield. And they are with me on the phone, both of them, right now. From where are you sitting right now? Somewhere in California.
Long Beach, California.
And I appreciate you joining us on the show from that considerable distance made so much shorter by the phone lines.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The name Chanson du Soir literally means song of the evening. How did you come up with that for your duo?
Well, we were having fun on the computer with one of the many translation sites and trying to come up with a phrase that we thought embodied the energy and also, you know, basically what we do. And we happened upon the French chanson du soir, and we thought it was terribly romantic, you know, as most things are. They're much more romantic in French.
Yeah, for starters. But are all your concerts, therefore, in the evening? Do they have to be with a name like that?
No. No, we're flexible.
Did you, what was your start as a duo?
Well, Dave.
I was getting my degree in classical guitar performance at Cal State Fullerton, and Chelsea was doing a lot of singing with her grandfather of old 20s, 30s, and 40s tunes, just for an old folks home where he was living to entertain the elderly folks. And she was getting her singing chops up while I was studying classical guitar, and we decided we might as well try it out and see what happens. So we did one song in my senior recital, and the recital was about an hour and 10 minutes. She was on 10 minutes, and all I heard was how wonderful Chelsea was. So,
I didn't mean to do it.
So you got with her in spite of the fact that she made you, you know, that you felt small.
Yeah. Well, from that point, we decided it was probably a pretty good thing, a pretty popular thing to do, and so we looked at it further for my second master's recital. We did a full recital of it, which eventually became our first CD and has been the last 5 years of touring for us. So.
And may I ask, are you a couple otherwise?
Yes,
we're married.
Yeah, but you weren't at that point. I mean, the relationship, the romantic relationship grew out of the musical one.
No, we were involved together first.
Oh, you were? Okay, well, we could get into it.
And then we happened upon the beautiful music.
So, Chelsea, did you study classical voice at some point or not?
I have a very unconventional vocal past, basically. My degree is in acting, so I have taken a plethora of performance voice. In addition to, I then did take a private teacher, and I studied classically with Dr. Nicole Baker for several years at Cal State Fullerton. So, yes, I definitely then did earn my classical chops as well, but my main thrust is performance and acting and storytelling.
Which, of course, you would need to do a lot of if you're doing some of the older music of the previous century.
Absolutely.
And David, for you, was there some appeal in doing the sort of music that she was singing at that point?
No, there was more of an appeal for John Dowland originally, is what I thought was really, really interesting. And then some other pieces, some other composers that I'd been working on did some interesting work. Our first CD has the music of Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, and there's a massive work that he did called The Divan of Moses Ibn Ezra. And my teacher knew Tedesco. David Grimes was my teacher at Cal State Fullerton and actually knew Tedesco. And so he introduced me to that work, and that's where some further appeal began, and we just started researching stuff from there and have really enjoyed the repertoire.
The music that we're going to sample on our show today is all from, pretty much exclusively from the standard classical repertory, standard in some way or another. And I don't recall from looking through your CD list if you have ever worked in things like 20s, 30s, and 40s American popular music into your act or not.
Well, we actually have one sweet old-time jazz standard on our program at the moment, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And that's because I love that music so very much. And so it's me, after years and years of pressuring Dave and pressuring and pushing and begging and pleading, and finally he gave in and let me have a little bit of jazz on the program.
Was that uncomfortable for you, Dave? Is that why you avoided it?
I'm a very well-trained classical guitar player, and so the jazz idiom isn't something that's very natural or something that I've studied very often. So there's arrangements that are done by Frank Wallace, a friend of ours, and he arranged that particular piece and a couple other ones, and so it's allowed me to get into that world a little bit easier.
So you mostly read off the page.
I'm memorized mostly. But yes, I read off the page.
You originally read off the page and then memorized it.
Yeah.
We just had a duo on the show yesterday that was also guitar, and he, I gather, classically trained, and then she's a cellist, and she began classically trained, but they've branched out into not only classical things, but also things like Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix and all kinds of other things as well. So you just never know what these things are going to grow into. But you mentioned music of John Dowland a bit ago. Why don't we hear a sample of that? This is one that I first heard, as a matter of fact, from a guitar and a soprano duo with Christopher Parkening and Kathleen Battle, which is a wonderful CD. I don't remember what the whole CD is called, but this song is on there. In this case, we're hearing Chanson du Soir, who are my guests here on Live and Local, and it's called Come Away, Sweet Love by John Dowland. They're going to be playing at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church in Springfield tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
Come away, come sweet love, the golden morning breaks. All the earth, all the air of love and pleasure speaks. Tide, measure, love's delight. Haste then, sweet love, or we shed flight.
That was music by John Dowland in a performance by Chanson du Soir, who are the duo consisting of husband and wife, Chelsea Camille and David Isaacs. And it occurred to me listening to that I misidentified it in the beginning, including the place where I first heard it, which is to say I hadn't heard this one. I said it was John Dowland's Come Away, Sweet Love, and in fact it's John Dowland's Come Away, Come, Sweet Love, which is a whole nother tune. and hadn't quite realized it until I heard it in their performance. Illinois Public Media is 90 years old. We'll kick off a year of memories and celebrations with a visit by Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. Join Andrea and the WYLL news team for a wine and cheese reception at Campbell Hall on Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are $25 per person. Call 217-333-7300 for reservations. Chanson du Soir are going to be performing on the series sponsored by the Springfield Classical Guitar Society tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church. And for more information on that series, you can call, where's the phone number here, 217-726-8991. So this is a guitar-sponsored series, and David, how did you get asked to be on this particular series? Russell Brazell coordinates that.
We contact a lot of the people that we get to be on their series, and Russell was very sweet early on in our career, which is still pretty young, but earlier on he gave us the opportunity to play for the Springfield Classical Guitar Society after we had contacted him. We've contacted people all over the United States and asked them if they would be interested in and maybe opening their minds to the idea of classical guitar and voice, which is a rather rare combination. So we feel very, very grateful and very blessed by the fact that he's invited us back a second time. So we're coming back to play for him again.
So when were you there before?
I think 2008.
So not long ago.
Just a couple of years ago.
So you said you're a relatively young duo. How young? I don't mean you personally, but I mean how long has the duo been around?
Well, we've been officially playing music together, I think, for like 5 or 6 years. And then
2006.
Mm-hmm.
The master's recital I had mentioned previously was in 2006. So that's when we first performed a full program together.
But were you Chanson du Soir at that point, or were you just David and Chelsea at that point?
We had not yet christened ourselves Chanson du Soir. Well, later, at some point in 2006. I don't think that we have an anniversary or anything set up for the christening of the duet. But at some point that year, we decided on the name Chanson du Soir.
You mentioned, David, earlier that you've had somebody who does some arranging for you. Do you mostly arrange some of these things, like the Villa-Lobos that we heard earlier, which of course was not for guitar and voice initially? Do you arrange these things yourselves or get somebody to arrange them, or do you find arrangements?
All of the above. Especially on our program, we have different tastes of that. I've arranged Amarilli Mia Bella. Why don't you say that better?
It's fine.
the famous old Italian Renaissance song I arranged, Mi Buenos Aires Querido by Carlos Gardel. The arrangement of Villa-Lobos was by Andrea Segovia. So that's old. That's an old arrangement, and so I found that arrangement. Frank Wallace is in a voice and guitar duet as well with his wife and has done some wonderful arrangements and is a very fabulous composer of today who's doing all kinds of stuff in addition to arranging.
Well, yeah, I know you mentioned that it's not a terribly common duo arrangement, but I guess common enough that you've now mentioned somebody else is doing it, and for people like Segovia to have made arrangements of pieces for their own use to do it now and then. Have you gotten into yet the notion of commissioning anything for your duo?
Yes, we certainly have. We have a wonderful, wonderful friend of ours who's been writing a lot of music for us, Brian Madigan, and we've worked a lot with him. He originally wrote three pieces based on poems that we had brought him, public domain poems that we had brought him, and the last 3 years he's been working on a massive scale work that's over 40 minutes at this point and not complete yet, called The Tree. So we're really, really excited to share that, since that music's written specifically for us, dedicated to us.
We do have one of his pieces called Fable. Is that one of those written for you?
Yes.
And is
that was actually the second piece that he ever wrote for us. Me being the wallflower that I am, Brian was studying composition at the same time that Dave was studying guitar performance, and I saddled up to Brian and said, "Oh, Brian, dear, please, will you write something for us?" And he came and saw us at our recital, and you know, Brian is a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, bright spirit, and he's terribly, terribly bratty in the good kind of way, in that we like to tease each other an awful lot. And he agreed that he would write something for us as long as we supplied the words. So we dug through all of our public domain poetry and offered him a few pieces for him to compose for us.
So where does this poetry come from for Fable?
So Fable is from a Ralph Waldo Emerson poem, and it's a very sweet and very cute and very enlightening. It's about a fight between a mountain and a squirrel. And this little squirrel teaches this rude little mountain a thing or two.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's called Fable by Brian Madigan and sung by Chanson du Soir, who are soprano Chelsea Camille and guitarist David Isaacs. They're going to be playing in Springfield tomorrow night. And we have them with us on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Carry forests on my back, neither can you crack a nut.
It's called Fable by Brian Madigan, and Chanson du Soir performed it for us here on Live and Local. The piece was written for them, and they will be singing on the Springfield Classical Guitar Society series tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's going to be at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church, and we'll give you the exact address when we go out here in a little bit. Are you getting into, I mean, since you have people writing things for you, are you getting into more modern sounds, or are you mostly sticking to more traditional sounds?
I think we're extremely passionate lovers of music from all eras. We've been attempting to focus ourselves on Renaissance music for a long while to try to get a CD together of that. And at the same time as we were doing that, Brian's been writing a lot of music for us. So we've been trying desperately to focus ourselves on one or the other, but Brian's pieces are extremely addicting and have been really, really exciting, feature a lot of intricate and interesting guitar techniques and things. So they kind of have been drawing our attention. So we have basically three projects in mind: a Renaissance project, a project of Brian's music, and a Latin American project. And so that's kind of what we're focusing on at the moment. But I love Bach, and we love classical era things too. But we're trying to get a little bit more focused.
Why do you feel it's important to focus?
I think it's easier to market, easier to advertise, easier to get people to desire purchasing CDs or coming to our concerts if there's a set of repertoire that they find extremely exhilarating or interesting.
Because I can imagine if you said that you're doing a concert of all Renaissance stuff for vocal and piano, I mean, and guitar, I personally would be probably less interested than if you said, I'm going to do a little of this and a little of that and do everything really well. So,
and that's certainly what we have going on in our program right now. We traverse over 500 years, over 5 different languages. So you'll hear a lot of different languages coming out of my mouth throughout the night. Not that I could speak them all fluently, but my French and my German are not too shabby.
So you're focusing, or trying to focus, but not very successfully, in other words.
That'd probably be an excellent assessment, yeah.
Well, what's the response of your audiences to your mixed programs like this?
I think that people find it really delightful, because it's a nice little taste of everything. It's like going to a smorgasbord. You can have a little bit of everything. the Renaissance pieces, basically, a lot of the Renaissance pieces that we play are quite, they're little gems that we found in these random books from, where are they from, Dave?
Budapest.
And so there are these dusty little gems that many of which have never, ever been heard. And then we play some wonderful favorites like Mi Buenos Aires Querido and Baquianas Brasileiras, which we both absolutely adore. And then we bring you up to the 21st century with some stuff that's been written within the last 6 months, much less the last 10 years.
So the Renaissance stuff, I imagine, was originally written for the lute rather mm-hmm. than the guitar.
So how we do, what we do to compensate for that on a modern guitar is that we use a capo, because the neck on the lute was shorter, so we basically make the neck on the guitar a little bit shorter, and it raises the sound. Dave's raising his eyebrows at me.
And why is that? So why the raised eyebrows?
It's just funny to hear the singer describe the purpose of a capo instead of me.
Well, was she correct?
Oh, she's of course totally correct.
Yeah, of course. But you've coached her. You've
yes,
coached
married.
Her on that. Oh, we're hearing some of the dynamics of this relationship right now, I can tell.
Okay, it's all good.
They're still together today, but who knows tomorrow, right?
Oh, no! We're having a good time.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And folks can have a good time hearing you tomorrow night. The address for the church, for those who need it, is 2313 Whittier Avenue, which is at Outer Park Drive. I think that the Springfield Guitar, Springfield Classical Guitar Society may have a website if you need directions, but it's Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church in Springfield. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. And they do have a series. For more information, you can call area 217-726-8991. And if you want more information on my guests, I think your website is just chansondusoir.com.org?
www.isaacsguitar.net.
Oh, it's not even what I said. Isaacsguitar.net.
It's ISAACS guitar, all one word.
Okay.
But if you put Chanson de Soir into Google, you'll be fine.
That's how I found you, yeah. That's how I found
you. It'll come up right away.
And it's Chelsea Camille and David Isaacs. Let's go out with some music by a fellow named Ernesto Cordero. What time period is he from?
He's a 20th century Puerto Rican composer. And he makes wonderful modern classical music that incorporates jazz chords as well as just wonderful melodies along with a lovely accompaniment.
And it's called Entre Guitarra y Voz, which just means an introduction of sorts for guitar and voice, right?
Well, it says between the guitar and
guitar mm-hmm. and voice. So it's an interplay going on.
Yeah, we were actually really blessed to find a really beautiful translation of this because we've had some friends who had helped us out with a translation, and then a woman came up to us after one of our concerts, I believe, in the Midwest. She said, "I teach Spanish. This translation you have is terrible. I'm going to fix it for you." And so she, you know, we exchanged information, and she sent me a beautiful, beautiful translation. And so one thing that I find important is that when we have programs basically, we put translations in because you can only listen to pretty music for so long before you want to know what is the story, what's going on here. So you'll get to see that beautiful translation if you join us for our concert on Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that you've taken the time to join us here on Live and Local. Chelsea and David, thanks very much.
Thank you so much
for
having us.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
music by Ernesto Cordero, Entre Guitarra y Voz, in a performance by Chelsea Camille and David Isaacs, who are the duo Chanson du Soir. They'll be at Faith Evangelical Lutheran Church in Springfield on the Whittier Avenue tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for a conversation with Steve Lilly, who is a cornetist with the St. Louis Stompers Classic Jazz Band, who will be playing in Decatur tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. That was called The Bucktown Stomp by Johnny Dodds, played by the Johnny Dodds Washboard Band in 1928. Johnny Dodds on the clarinet, Baby Dodds on the washboard, also Natty Dominique on cornet, Honoré Dutré on trombone, Charlie Alexander on piano, and Bill Johnson on the bass from a compilation CD of Johnny Dodds' work. That's the sort of music you might hear in a performance by the St. Louis Stompers Classic Jazz Band, who are being presented by the Juve Jazz Society of Decatur at the Decatur Club tomorrow from 5 until 8. And my guest on this portion of the show is the cornetist with the band, whose name is Steve Lilly. Appreciate your joining us.
Glad to be here.
You guys have been around how long?
Well, actually, the current personnel I'm talking about, probably about 6 years, something like that. And the band has existed in various configurations, but it evolved a good deal. And so what was at the beginning a band that played traditional jazz from head arrangement, just improvised all the way, it evolved into a band which does that and also plays arranged music, much of which is Hot 20 style. If you've seen the movie Chicago, the musical Chicago, or Boardwalk Jungle, that's the sort of stuff we do.
So when you say classic jazz, how does that differentiate itself? I mean, I'm trying to picture those shows you mentioned, Chicago definitely. How does that differ from, say, what they call traditional jazz or trad jazz, Dixieland, St. Louis classic jazz?
Well, there's a lot of debate about what traditional jazz is, actually, and Dixieland is. Dixieland music often, it's where this band began, probably. It, the front line of a cornet, a trombone, and a reed, which is clarinet or soprano sax, and the back line, which at the time included a banjo, sousaphone, and drums and a piano. And we're now a six-piece band with no banjo. But the music we play is often the improvised Dixieland-style music. And for classic jazz, I think it encompasses also music of the 1920s, which could be the small group stuff, such as Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, for example, or something larger, like McKinney's Cotton Picker, which could be a 12 to 14 piece orchestra, or Fletcher Henderson, or other groups like such as the Californians. So, thanks to having a talented arranger with the band, we're able to cover pieces or play arrangements which sound like the larger bands, and also play the Dixieland traditional jazz stuff. So it's all classic jazz, as opposed to say the bop and more avant-garde stuff that emerged in the 50s and 60s and so on.
Who's your talented arranger?
He's Dr. Dave Mazak, and the spelling of that name is insane. It's just this train wreck of consonants. It's M-A-J-R-Z-C-H, And anyhow, it's nuts. But he's an excellent piano player, and he also is a first-rate ragtime piano player who is the director of the Eau Claire Ragtime Festival in Wisconsin, and also the Scott Joplin Festival in Sedalia, Missouri, which takes place the first weekend in June. And he performs there and directs those festivals. He's also been active with the Friends of Scott Joplin in St. Louis. What began as an attempt to sort out small details in the performances became a case of him supplying chords and things, until finally I realized I was reading through sometimes two or three pages of music. But he can make a six-piece band sound very much like the larger bands of the 20s and 30s.
And you refer to him as doctor. I see that he's a veterinarian.
Yes.
What's the range of non-musical activities for the rest of the band?
Well, the sousaphonist runs his own auto repair business in Jacksonville, Illinois. And he's had an abiding, lifelong interest in music, and picked up trombone in high school, then sousaphone. He played for the Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra. And my brother plays the reeds, and he was retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force. And the trombone player actually taught music in public schools for 33 years. So he's, in one form or another, been a musician his entire working life. The drummer wore a number of hats. He was a conservation agent for a time in Missouri. Served a stint in the Navy, where he actually sharpened up his reading skills there. And he's been a counselor at times. So a number of activities. And I taught public schools for 30 years myself, and have done some writing.
What did you teach in school?
I taught history.
And that seems to segue, or at least dovetail, with your writing interests, because I noticed that at least some of the writing you've done has something to do with the history of jazz.
Yes. One of my articles appeared, I published a number in Highlights for Children, but I took a little jaunt into the realm of jazz and wrote an article with them called Lewis and the King, which is about Louis Armstrong and his relationship with Joe Oliver, King Oliver, who was his mentor. And I wanted to introduce kids to classic jazz through that, and some of the adventure of living in a town like New Orleans. And that came out, I guess, about 2 years ago, and it's been republished in a number of places.
That was the Bass and Street Blues from a compilation CD called The Young Louis Armstrong, with recordings from 1930 to 1933. That one came from 1933. Unfortunately, there are no notes here to credit the other musicians, but that's the sort of tune that might be played by the St. Louis Stompers classic jazz band at the Decatur Club tomorrow from 5 to 8. My guest on this portion of the show is Steve Lilly, who plays cornet with the band. So I have what would seem to be an obvious question from your name, St. Louis Stompers, but where are you all? Are you based in around Decatur, Springfield area?
No. Actually, the one closest there is our sousaphonist, David Zink, who comes out of Jacksonville. And for actually living in the St. Louis area, it depends on how broadly you define it, Dr. Mazak lives in Lima, and that's about as close as they get. The trombonist lives in St. Charles, Missouri. And I live halfway between Hannibal and St. Louis on a farm in the country, obviously. And my brother lives in Lebanon, Illinois. And the longest commute is for a drummer. He recently moved down to south central Missouri, Salem, Missouri, which is where the Dillards of bluegrass fame came from, the Darling Boys, man to give us a show.
So how often do you get together then with that sort of wide dispersal?
We actually try to rehearse if we have a lull in gigs, we try to rehearse about every 2 weeks. And a lot of this material is just complicated enough it requires some attention to stay on top of it.
Well, I was going to ask if you are a rehearsing band or not, because I know that some get together and play. And
I play with other bands. I play with the St. Louis Rivermen, and that band comes from all over the country, from California, Connecticut, and Illinois, a variety of places. And we hit the stage someplace, such as in California, and it's all hand signals and intuition. And it works. They're powerful musicians, and it's great. But the Stompers have used arrangements increasingly, and some of these things are difficult to do, and not many people. Nobody I know of was able to do some of this stuff just by intuition. It's too complex, and the moment passes too quickly.
For the lay person, or at least the non-jazz person, talk a little bit in more detail about the distinction you're making between, I think you said, a head chart versus an arranged piece.
Yeah. Part of the beauty of jazz in general is that much of it is improvised. And so you basically have a structure. You have agreed upon chord structure and agreed upon melody. And then within that, there is room for solos by the musicians, and often we arrange things on the spot. We'll give signals to each other about how we want this to go next, and so to vary it. But it's really an example of democracy at work, because everybody knows they have to live within these rules, but each person gets a chance to have his own say, and you're playing variations on the theme. So you invent another melody which works with the existing melody, in place the existing melody. And that can be a lot of fun, because you're never quite sure what is going to come up. Even if you have an arranged piece, very often, then there are gaps in there where somebody's called upon to make that kind of statement, improvise something and put it in. So that's it. The head arrangement is simply where you go in, and again, you have to agree upon structure, but there's no written music.
So the head arrangement, essentially, it's a tune everybody knows.
Right.
And you assume that going in.
Yes, and I've even seen situations where, say, the piano player may not know the tune, but the banjo player does, and I've heard the banjo player or the piano player shouting chords back and forth to each other in the middle of it, and it works. They're actually getting it in time.
Well, that's always one of the things that has amazed me about jazz and so many other improvised musics, is how those things can come together on the spot. And I've always been more than a little envious of musicians who can do that way, can do that sort of thing, because I'm just a read the music kind of guy, and that's where my aptitude seems to lie.
And it's a very important skill. And when I speak to young musicians, some of them, of course, would rather not be constrained by sheet music. And I say you need both, because if you want to make a living at this, you need to be able to walk in, and it's like playing at the Muni or the Fox in St. Louis, sit down and read the music. These guys get, say, one rehearsal, and they're expected to nail the arrangement from that point on. And that's a hugely valuable skill. Now, but it is a tremendous rush to get with really good musicians who are compatible and can make these things happen. It is magical. In fact, there have been studies done about the psychoactive effects of it, and it's very potent.
Well, folks can hear the St. Louis Stompers at work with both of these kinds of skills at the Decatur Club tomorrow night from 5 to 8 o'clock. It's a concert for the Juve Jazz Society. For more information on the society, you can go to juvejazz.com. That's spelled J-U-V-A-E, jazz.com, or phone area 217-546-1363. And if you want more information on the St. Louis Stompers, it's just stlouisstompers.com. And Saint is just S-T, louisstompers.com. And I've been talking with the cornetist of the group, Steve Lilly. And I appreciate you taking the time on fairly short notice to talk with us here on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to help. And I appreciate the publicity, because this is happy music, and people who come to listen to it always enjoy it.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. Groupie who used to hear regularly on Friday nights here on Live and Local, a tune called Burning the Iceberg by Jelly Roll Morton, which is in the repertory of the St. Louis Stompers, who are playing in Decatur tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area this weekend. Mel Brooks, The Producers, continues with the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company at Parkland College in Champaign tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2:30. The Illinois Wesleyan University Wind Ensemble is performing tonight at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. It's Xanadu the Musical, presented by Blackburn College Theater at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 2 and 7:30. Illinois State University Jazz Festival is tonight and tomorrow at 8 at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal. The traditional jazz orchestra from Parkland College plays at Bouvon's in Urbana this evening at 6:30. The Aduki Trio play jazz at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington tonight at 6. It's Rob Williams' Soggy Bottom Blues Band at Pounder's Premier Nightclub in Peoria this evening at 6 o'clock. Bacha Calado play at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 9. Kilbourne Alley Blues Band plays at Turtle Run Golf and Banquet Center in Danville this evening at 7 o'clock. Millikan University's Theater Department presents the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Albert Taylor Theater in Decatur tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. It's the United Methodist Handbell Festival at Northfield Inn in Springfield, happening all day tomorrow. I'm sure you can get a complete schedule somewhere. Unfortunately, I don't have one. Millikan University's Jazz Band featuring trumpeter Bobby Shue are playing at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Decatur tomorrow night at 7:30. Reverend Robert is at Big Muddy in Wheeler, Illinois, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra presents a family concert at the Decatur Civic Center tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the Eastern Illinois University faculty mezzo-soprano Marilyn Coles presents an evening of American song tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Recital Hall at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of new store arrivals, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by Lamont Parsons.